Good morning. It is 8:11, and it is time for an update here on all things Independence. Lisa Wilson joins us in studio. Good morning. How's it going, Lisa?
I'm doing well. It's going to be a hot one.
A hot one. Hottest day of the year so far. So get ready. 101.
Yeah. And the heat index, 115.
Yeah. 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 It's happening.
That's actually dangerously hot. So, well, we have lots of things planned in Independence. I thought I would give you kind of an update on the free meals that we have. I have not visited on the radio about those lately, so I thought I would share with you some information about some dinner options in our community. So Tuesday evenings typically is Open Arms Diner at First Christian Church, but they take the summer off from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So that is not available on Tuesday evenings, which would be this evening, until September rolls around, and then they will gear back up. However, we do have meals Wednesdays a couple times, and then on Thursday. So every Wednesday at the First Baptist Church, 220 South Penn Avenue, they provide free dine-in only dinners beginning at 5:30. And then also Wednesday evening, the Place Ministries, which is Assembly of God at 2414 North 8th Street, they provide a free dine-in only meal as well, and that starts at 6 o'clock. So put both of those on your schedule for tomorrow if needed. And then on Thursday evenings, the local churches take turns providing the cuff meal at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And this meal is carry out only, so beginning at 6 o'clock. So a couple of dine-in options on Wednesdays, and then a carry out option on Thursday. And then also we have the meals that are being provided by the school system, and I believe those will be coming to an end this Friday. So make sure that everybody is aware of that. Also, I wanted to point out the debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky item drop-off is every Thursday and Friday at 8 to noon at the sanitation yard, and the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon. And I say that because I was driving around Independence, I think over the weekend, and I noticed a couple of places there were like couches out at the curb, and that's all well and good as long as people are turning that in as a request for pickup to the city. You can't just push all your junk out to the curb and they will come. So make sure that if you are not able to take your bulky items and things that I just mentioned to the sanitation yard on those days, Thursdays and Fridays from 8 to noon, that you do call the city offices. Go on to see Click Fix app, and you can turn that in as well and make a request for pickup. And then also, if you have brush and limbs and things like that, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the city is making their way through the community, picking up all of the limbs and such, and they have a map and zones that they are working from. So just know that you can go onto the city's website and find your address and know which zone you're in to know if you've already missed that opportunity or if it's coming up, and be prepared for it. If you've missed that opportunity, know that they'll finish all the zones and then come back and get your brush and your limbs that might be at the curb, but do not put those out in the street because then it impairs driving. So we don't want to have any kind of accidents or anything like that. So make sure you keep that up in the grassy area. So let's see, what else can I tell you that's happening in the community? We were talking off air about Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. We just have been really watching all the social media that is popping up regarding the Ingalls family, the history of Little House on the Prairie. There are so many Facebook pages that I've been joining and watching, and so it's fun to see us really getting some notoriety for having the home site in Independence. So I was out there yesterday visiting with them about the upcoming carry days that they have planned and some other things that we're working on out there. Encourage everyone to check out Netflix. If you don't have it, find somebody who does, and maybe get together for dinner and watch some of the episodes. I am getting ready to watch 4. I was telling you I didn't binge watch it, but I kind of been spreading it out and enjoying it.
So did they release them all at once, or are they still releasing more episodes, or how does it work?
So they're all released. Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, they're all released, because we've been watching them one after the other. But and then there's been an approved season 2 that has not been – they've not announced the release date for that, so – and it was number 2 in popularity as far as streaming. I think last week I read that with Netflix. So, it's really, awesome. Yeah, it's really entertaining. At least I think so. And
well, Katie said you've been watching it.
Yeah, I'm on
the 4th or 5th. What are you, you're on your 4th or 5th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. They talk about independence. They talk about Oswego. They talk about, you know, just so many things that we can all relate to. And while it's been a long time since I've read the books, because I read the books when I was in school, and then I read them to my kids when they were younger, I don't have that connection to. It's a lot like the movie. I mean, the TV series. It's a lot like the books. I just enjoy it. You know, it's just fun to maybe not stand in comparison, but just turn it on and watch it. So it's a lot of fun. One of the episodes that I watched was about when the Indians came in and they took Ma's China doll off of the hearth, which was a prized possession she had. It was a gift from her father, and the story continues. But when I was out at the prairie yesterday, they have the China dolls available for sale. And when you go into the cabin, Ma's China doll's actually on the hearth right there, on the mantle, actually, not on the hearth.
Yeah.
But yeah, which is what the movie showed. So it was fun. So get out and check that out. We were talking at First Friday about Little House on the Prairie, and while you may or may not be a fan of Last Chance U, I think it's kind of cool that our small rural Kansas community has been showcased on Netflix twice already. So I wonder if we hold that record, or you know, that notoriety. So
that's great.
What would be the chances of that?
It's one of those things that it could have repercussions. It's not the right word, but it's, you know, for years to come, people could watch that and be drawn into the area.
I know. It's true. When we lived in Iowa for a couple of years, all of my kids' friends who were at that time in high school were always asking them, you know, tell us about Last Chance U. Tell us about Independence Community College. I mean, it depends on who you're talking to. But for them and their demographic, it was very popular. I was talking about Carry Days. So that's going to be in just a few weeks. That's on August the 1st and 2nd. They have lots of fun things planned out on the prairie Saturday and Sunday. It'll open from 11 o'clock until, actually the Prairie Days starts at 11 o'clock. They are open before that from 10 to 5, but from 11 to I think around 2 o'clock, they will have all of the Prairie Days festivities planned. They have music. They have costume contest. They have pioneer demonstrations. They're going to have the lady who, as a child, played Baby Carrie on the TV series will be there. And so they have lots of fun things planned. The Lions Club will be out there serving hot dogs. Because you're out on the prairie, there's not a lot to... there's no restaurants out there. In fact, that's one of the cool things when you go out there is that you are totally surrounded by just prairie. You really feel like you're in the middle of it. There's not anything else close by out there. But from 11 to 2, the Lions Club will be serving hot dogs and drinks for lunch as a fundraiser. And then they will have cake and free watermelon as well. And then at 6 o'clock in the evening, on both evenings, everyone's encouraged to come out, bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, and there's going to be a special outdoor preview of the original Kansas Prairie musical called When the Prairie Stopped Singing. And it'll be performed right outside the cabin. And while you have to pay to go to, you know, regular admission, which is $5 for adults and I think $3 for kids during the day, this particular programming is free, but they are asking for donations that will be given right back to Little House on the Prairie to help make improvements out there. But there's a lot of, if you haven't watched the series, there's a lot of music in the series. And so it's going to be a nice tie-in. So put that on your calendar. It'll be coming up here in a few weeks. Again, that is August the 1st and the 2nd, and that'll be Carry Days. The park and the zoo are also fun places to hang out this summer. The zoo is open every day from 9 to 7. Remember, we have a sloth, we have bears, we have monkeys, there's a snack shack out there, lots of things to play on as far as play structures in the playground area, and then the carousel and the miniature train and miniature golf as well. So put that on your calendar as something fun to do. And in the whole park area is also the location for Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center, and that's getting ready to wrap up. You have 20 days left to swim. Today would be a perfect day to get in go to the aquatic center, enjoy the pool because of us as hot as it's going to be. So consider that. The cost is $5 to get in. Kids that are 2 and under get in for free. And then remember that they're open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6. And so that would be today. And then Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And admission is half price Monday through Wednesday from 4 to 6. And then on Thursdays and Fridays, they have dollar nights from 5 to 7. So some affordable swimming options if you'd like. But August the 9th is the last day to enjoy the Aquatic Center for the season. You might wonder why, and that's because it takes so many safety guards and lifeguards to operate that facility safely, and many of them go back to school, particularly college students, so they're not able to keep it open past the 9th. Leadership Independence is a program under the Chamber of Commerce, and enrollment is going to open this afternoon. We will have the applications live on our website, and you can also pick one up at the Chamber office. We can email one to you as well. The tuition fee is $400. It is an 8-month program. We meet every second Thursday of the month, all day from about 8 to 5. And it is well worth the time away from work. So if you're an employer, think about an employee that you might want to invest in and get them enrolled in the program. We take the first 20 applications. You also write a quick essay. And the essay topic is, if you could change one thing about your community, what would it be and how would you make that change? And we use that essay throughout the sessions. And so it's more of a tool for us to use later on than a reason for admission into the program. Because again, we take the first 20 applicants that turn in their application. So Mid-Continent Band plays tonight, but they are moving to a cooler location. They are going to the William Inge Theater out on the campus of Independence Community College. The time will stay the same. It's 8 o'clock, and tonight's theme is Christmas in July, and Braden Smith is going to be the conductor this evening. Braden graduated from Independence High School, went to K-State, got a degree in music education, and has been a special conductor, I think, in the past as well. So it's fun to have Braden back in Independence, and he'll be conducting tonight. So again, that's Mid-Continent Band, location change to the William Inge Theater at 8 o'clock this evening, and that performance, as well as all performances, are free. Let me see. We've got, I talked about the summer food program coming to an end, and so that is Friday the 24th of this week. The summer food program will wrap up. So just know that you can still get a hot breakfast from around 8 to 8:30, and a hot lunch from around noon to 12:45, And then that's being served at Jefferson School. And if you are a parent or an adult that will be coming with the kids and you would like to eat as well, breakfast is $3.85 and lunch is $5.65. So take advantage of that if that would be helpful to you. The county fair is going to be this weekend. Have you had anybody in studio to talk about that?
We have five this week.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But yeah, we're going to be out there on Saturday.
Okay. So. All right. So yes, I will be out there as well. Lots of things planned this weekend. And so head out to the 4-H buildings and check out all of the exhibits and all of the sales that will take place. Saturday, it looks like, is the Dairy Goat Show, Sheep Show, and that's around 7 o'clock, as well as all the exhibits will be open. And then on Sunday will be at 6 o'clock will be the Dairy Cattle Show, the Beef Show, and then on Monday will be the Livestock Premium Sale. So I'm a member of Optimist Club. We have Jackie Chandler coming today to speak about the Montgomery County 4-H Fair. So it's always interesting to hear what's new with the fair and all of the kids that are participating in that. I saw when I came in this morning that you have a flyer for the Pack the Cul-de-Sac event in Independence, and that is a program or an event that the Independence Realtors, they're putting together, and it will be this Thursday from 5 to 7, and it's in the Jefferson subdivision. And it's all the houses at 500 to 621 Catalpa. And they'll be able, if you go out to this, like I said, from 5 to 7, you'll be able to meet with all the realtors. You'll be able to meet with local lenders, learn about the financing that would be necessary for these beautiful family homes. There's going to be hot dogs and a scavenger hunt, prizes and treats and beverages and coloring pages and some freebies that will be given out. And the reason for that is because they want you to bring your family. They want you to come out, bring your children, come out and envision yourself in these homes, check out the neighborhood. And again, it's an opportunity to have one-on-one conversation with the realtors that have the homes listed and all of the bankers and lenders. So again, that will be this Thursday at the Jefferson subdivision. The house is located at from 500 to 621 Catalpa from 5 to 7. We also got a flyer from Live Healthy Montgomery County about free Narcan training. And that's hosted by Live Healthy this Thursday, the 23rd, at the Caney Valley Rec Center, 403 East 1st Street. Starts at 6 o'clock. So I think this is very valuable training. You know, we have Narcan at the office. You never know when a need might arise and you have that. But honestly, I mean, I think I could figure it out. But in times of crisis, it's kind of like, excuse me, CPR training, like, you know, open that stuff up and how do you do it? So I think this training would be very valuable. So if you're interested, again, the classes start at 6 o'clock this Thursday, the 23rd, at the Caney Valley Rec Center. We're talking earlier about the park and the zoo and all the fun things that you can do during the summer months. But this Friday, the 24th, you can actually play a round of glow golf for $5. Glow golf starts at 9 o'clock in the evening, and the park staff will have it all glowing and ready for everyone to participate. So put that on your list of fun things to do. If you have family coming in this weekend, you're looking for an unusual, unique, fun activity. Main Street, I was at Main Street's board meeting yesterday. They were talking about sidewalk sale. So that will be this weekend from 7:30 to 3. It's always a fun way to get some bargains in downtown Independence. So be sure and head down again this Saturday from 7:30 to 3. You could hit the farmer's market first if you wanted, or you could go straight to the stores, get all the summer bargains, and then go to the market. The market is from 7:30 to 11, so there's plenty of time to do both. And I was at the market last weekend, and I got lots of things. I got a zucchini bread that was incredible. I got some green peppers, some cucumbers, some tomatoes, a bag of pecans, Trying to think about what else I picked up. Oh, some beef sticks from Rocky Top Meats. So lots of really great things are still coming out of the garden, and encourage everyone to come out. There were still lots of vendors, not only farmers, but there were artisans as well for the maker side of the market. So again, it's located at 8th and Chestnut, right behind Annie Mae's, from 7:30 to 11. We're talking about the Narcan training. Another life-saving skill to always have in your back pocket is CPR. And Saturday the 25th and August the 22nd will be the summer CPR classes from 9 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness in Independence, 2801 West Main Street. This is being provided by Indy Saves. And this is Dan and Tammy Roth who give this training. They cover adult, child, and infant CPR and AED training along with choking. So if you are interested, you can email Tammy at indysavescpr@gmail.com, or you can give her a call at 331-8096 and get signed up. And if those two dates, Saturday the 25th or August the 22nd, don't work for you, they will have other dates as we progress through the year. So get signed up later on. Meadowlark Lounge is going to be this weekend on Saturday the 25th from 7 to 9 at the Independence Historical Museum at 123 North 8th Street. And they're going to be hosting songwriters. And the performers include Emery Bird, I think is how you say that, actually. And he is a musician from Independence, very talented individual. I watch some of his Facebook posts. He's a great pianist, and we're excited to have him as somebody from Independence. And then Gabriel Woolman from Big Cabin, Oklahoma, Isaac Burgess from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Cecil Brown from Grand Lake, Oklahoma, will be there. So the four individuals will be performing this Saturday from 7 to 9. It is a fundraiser for the museum. Admission is $20, and you can go online and make reservations, or you can call the museum at 331-3515. Jay Stedman, the men's head coach for the Pirates, is having they're hosting ICC Youth Camp, and it is going to start Monday the 27th through Thursday the 30th, and it's for two different age brackets of kids. So kids 6 to 11 will go to camp from 9 to noon, and then those kids from ages 12 to 18 will go to camp from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and they're held out at the field house at the college. You can get signed up, and it's $120 for those 4 days, but they do have some financial scholarships available. So don't let money get in the way. If you have some kids that would like to participate, reach out to Coach Stedman at 956-961-8259. And then we'll wrap it up by reminding everyone that July 29th is the Independence Historical Museum Community Choir. It's called the IMAX Singers Community Choir. They'll be performing their concert at the museum at 7 o'clock on the 29th. So put that on your calendar. A reminder of the cancer support group that is in Independence, and they meet on the last Tuesday of every month at the Nazarene Church. So that will be happening next week on Tuesday the 28th from 5:30 to 7. And there is always free music on the first Saturday of the month at IGC Sporting Heritage Center. So that will be happening August the 1st from 11 to 1. Check them out at 212 North Penn Avenue in downtown. And then we'll have First Friday coming up on Friday, August the 7th. It's being sponsored by USD 446 and the Educational Foundation. And we've got at least three speakers lined up. We have James Arnold, who's the new president of Independence Community College. We will have Ann Birdie, who will be speaking about the Education Foundation for USD 446, and Michael McCambridge, who is the new principal at the middle school, He moved from the high school to the middle school, and he will be talking about the mentoring program through the school district. It was formerly called Teammates. They're rolling out a new name, and he'll be sharing more information about that. We also have our downtown movie night scheduled for August the 14th, which will be here before we know it. So it might be really hot in August, but we're going to show Frozen. So lots of cool thoughts, feelings, and a vibe that night. So we picked Frozen because Niwala is doing Frozen as their musical performance for this year. And so we thought, what a great way to kind of spring into thinking about all that Niwala will bring by showing Frozen. And I was looking, we've been doing movie nights since 2015, and one of the first movies that that we showed back in 2015 was Frozen. And so here we are, because it was probably one of the new releases.
Oh, yeah, it just came out, yeah.
So here we are going right back to it. So put that on your calendar for the 14th. And as we get a little bit closer, I'll talk about all of the pre-show activities that we have planned for that night. So I think that's it. You can always go to our website. I still have other things, but all of our flyers are on our website at indkschamber.org. Go to our Facebook pages, Get Independence, visit Independence KS, our TikTok page. Give us a call at 331-1890. And look for our community calendar on our website as well. So.
All right. Well, Lisa, always a pleasure to have you on. And lots of great things happening in Independence, so folks can check them out.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And on the way next, we have Open Line here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690.